When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to answer a question that I get asked a lot. A lot of people come to me and they say, well, why does the narcissist want to hurt people? You know, why they have this all this anger and always want to, you know, come at you and try to hurt you and everything like that? Like, if I'm being nice to the narcissist, why can't the narcissist just be nice to me back? I'm going to tell you why. Because with a narcissist, it's rooted in jealousy and envy. A narcissist is very jealous of the people that are around them, very envious of what you may have, okay? That's why, you know, a narcissist is never, ever satisfied. I can't say this enough. I've got to repeat it 150 times to some people. A narcissist is never satisfied. And why aren't they satisfied? Because they never, ever are happy with themselves. It all stems back to their childhood. 99% of the time, it stems back from their childhood of not ever feeling validated. And usually because they've had a narcissistic parent that invalidated them or never gave them love and affection. So the narcissist is always looking for people's approval. They're always looking for that admiration. They need to be the center of attention. A lot of them do. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. You know, covert narcissists, they operate more low-key. But a grandiose narcissist, they want to be the center of attention at a party. They want people to tell them how great they are. And why is this? Because they feel insignificant, all right? A lot of them had narcissistic siblings, okay? Or they had a narcissistic parent who used to praise the other, their sibling, and raise their brother or their sister up, and they felt inferior. They felt like they were never good enough. So what are they going to do now? They want to prove to themselves and to their toxic families that they're something, okay? That they're something, that they associate with prominent people, or, you know, they're successful in their lives or who they're with. They're always bragging about who they're around or something like that. So the reason that a narcissist wants to hurt other people is because the old saying that goes, hurt people want to hurt other people. Because when they see people that are happy, it makes them feel even lower about themselves, okay? It's jealousy, you guys. Jealousy is one of the roots of all evil besides the love of money. So these narcissists, they want to, you know, it's just low self-esteem, low ego, and everything like that. And when a narcissist doesn't get their way, okay, they could have a mentality of a toddler or a bratty kid that when they don't get their way, they have a tantrum. That's why narcissists, when you give resistance to a narcissist, in other words, you tell them no, or you don't go along with their plan or something like that, or you question them on something, that narcissist is going to have a tantrum. They're either going to stonewall you and walk out in the middle of a sentence, or they're going to get in your face and try to intimidate you and threaten you and everything like that, because they're not getting their way, okay? Narcissists try to hurt people because they're competitive with these people. Narcissists are very competitive people. Generally, they're very, very competitive. They're competitive in business. They judge people according to how much money you have, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive, how good looking you are, you know, what type of clothing do you wear? Do you wear designer labels? They're going to judge you about stuff like that. This is where they put their importance into things, all right? And a narcissist, when they feel threatened by somebody, they're going to try to hurt that person. And how do they do that? They do that if they're a covert narcissist, they're going to do it indirectly. They're either going to be dismissive to you. In other words, when you're talking or something, they'll never validate you and say, you know, they'll never agree with you or give you kudos to anything that you say or you do because they're not about to praise you. The only time a covert narcissist is going to praise somebody is if they want to get something out of that person or in the very, very beginning when they're trying to win that person over. There's still the challenge of winning that person over. But once they have that person where they want them, they don't feel the need that they have to praise that person or anything. So they'll be very dismissive. A lot of times they'll ignore you when you talk. They'll ignore your text messages. They'll make excuses and everything like that. And they hurt these people because they're very competitive. They're very jealous. They feel very threatened by you. Okay. Maybe you're the type of person that questions them on things. That narcissist does not want to be questioned on anything. How dare you? How dare you question them on something? Okay. Then what they're going to do is the first thing they're going to do is they're going to attack your personal character. They're going to say you have mental issues. They're going to say there's something wrong with you. Oh, you're so negative. Oh, you keep bringing up the past. So when a narcissist tries to hurt you, it's because they're competitive, they're jealous, and because you go against them. And it also could be because they're not getting the supply out of you that they wanted. Narcissists are users, they're opportunists, and you know, there's always got to be something in the deal for them most of the time. That's why they're with you. They want something out of you. They're not there because they're so in love with you, all right? Narcissists don't know what real love is. They don't know what it is to sacrifice and to build with somebody and understand that not everybody in this world is perfect, that people have flaws. A narcissist doesn't want to deal with somebody's flaws. They want the perfect picture. They're always striving for something that doesn't exist. And this is why they're impossible. This is why you will never be happy when you're married to a narcissist, because they're going to be critical, they're going to be judgmental, they're going to question everything you do, and they're always going to give you a hard time if you stand up to them, okay? Because it's got to be their way. Narcissists want things done their way. And why is that? Because they need the control. And they also try to hurt people because it gives them more control. They have control over your emotions. When you start getting angry and yelling and screaming at that narcissist, that makes that narcissist happy because now they know they control your emotions. When you sit there and you're crying to the narcissist knows that they control you, okay? They're affecting you. See, the way you hurt a narcissist is total indifference to that narcissist, not even making them important to even have to respond or reply to them. See, this is where a lot of people make a mistake when they break up with a narcissist. They feel this need for closure, like, oh, I'm going to tell this narcissist off and I'm going to tell him, you know, what a piece of garbage they are and everything like that. By you doing that, okay, and it's very hard to just walk away, but by you doing that, you have shown that narcissist that they affect you. But by you just walking away from that narcissist, like, who cares what you say? You're toxic. So anything that comes out of your mouth means shit. And you know what? I don't even need to respond to you because you're nothing. You're nothing. You're not even worth my breath. That is making the narcissist as small as they could be, okay? And also living your best life too and being successful in your, you know, your career, whatever, that will also kill the narcissist because they don't want to see you successful. They're jealous. They're competitive, okay? So the point I'm trying to make is narcissists hurt people because they don't get their way. They're jealous. They're envious. They're, you know, competitive, like I've said. And, you know, they just they can't be happy. A narcissist is never happy for a long period of time. That's why they always have to change up. That's why they always are thrill seekers. They're looking for that rush. That's why a lot of narcissists sleep around. They always need that rush, that excitement, something new and exciting. It makes them feel alive because they're dead inside. And unfortunately, people get hurt along the way. A narcissist has no empathy or little empathy. It depends on the narcissist you're dealing with, because remember, again, each individual is different. They're going to have different degrees of how narcissistic they are. And you've got to keep that in mind. No two people are the same, but they may have similar qualities. So you have to know the person that you're dealing with and say to yourself, well, why are they trying to hurt me? Is it because I'm not giving them what they want? Is it because they're competitive with me? They're jealous of me? And a lot of times, these competitive narcissists, you're not even going to know that they're jealous of you, because they wouldn't even give you a clue that they are jealous of you. But they'll do things like, in other words, get people against you. This is what covert narcissists do all the time. They'll try to get the numbers, the outsiders against you because they're jealous of you, because you're a threat. Maybe you're successful. Maybe you're good looking. Maybe people do like you. And now it's a challenge to get everybody to not like you. You know, narcissists love challenges too. They love the chase. They love challenges. And it gives them another rush to know that they're taking somebody that has self-esteem or is, you know, confident with themselves, and they're breaking them down. So it gives them a rush to know that they're breaking you, who supposedly got all this self-confidence, and they're breaking you down. Okay? Here's the thing, you guys. You can never let what a narcissist says or what they do affect you. Because when you do, you're giving that narcissist power. You have to be so independent and into your own thing, your own world, self-independent about your health, your finances, your career, your children. You're good. You don't need that narcissist for anything. And when you become a person like that, you become a very powerful person that no narcissist will ever be able to break you down. Okay? And very few people get it, because they're always worried about what the narcissist thinks. You know, oh, the narcissist said this about me. And I say to them all the time, who cares what they say? It's coming from a narcissist. You know this person is trying to attack you. You know this person is trying to hurt you. So who cares? Who cares? It's all because they're trying to break down your self-esteem, because they have no self-esteem whatsoever. And it gives them a rush to break you down. Don't even show them 1 ounce of attention. When that narcissist reaches out to you to curse you out or put you down or insult you or criticize you because you have a disagreement with them or you're on the verge of breaking up or you're broken up, just delete, block, ignore, don't respond. They're not worth a reply. They are nothing. They are zero. They are just toxic people that are trying to break down your self-esteem. And you got to say to yourself, you got to talk it out, you guys, in your head. And you got to say to yourself, of course they're going to come out and insult me. They're hurt. They have a narcissistic injury. They're not getting their way. They're seeing that they can't break me and it's killing them. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to break me down and insult me. They'll call me names. Maybe they'll call me fat. Maybe they'll call me thin. Maybe they'll call me old. Maybe they'll call me young. Maybe they'll call me a loser. Maybe they'll call me a crappy parent. But you know what? Who fucking cares? Okay? The bottom line is they're not getting their way. Goodbye. Good luck. And you're not getting anything off me ever again, because you are nothing and you're worthless. And all you're going to do is bring unhappiness into my life. Okay? You want people in your life that lift you up, not take you down. So the point is, the minute that somebody insults you in any which way, even a backhanded insult or something like that, That is your red flag, your sign from God, your gut intuition to back off from this person, all right? And they'll come back at you and they'll say, oh, I was only joking or anything like that. Don't take the bait, okay? If you're feeling a certain way, there's a reason you feel that way, and you have to be in tune with your feelings, and you have to validate yourself and say, you know what? No, you're not going to come out with a little wise-ass remark or a sarcastic remark and then tell me, oh, it's a joke or you're sensitive. No, you said it to bring me down. You said it to bring me down. This is what you have to say to yourself. And then what you have to say to yourself is, now I don't take this person seriously. Now I put no importance into this person. And now I don't deal with this person because this person's trying to hurt me. They're trying to get control and hurt me to lift themselves up. So it's like this, you guys. A narcissist will put you down in order to lift themselves up. This is how they lift themselves up and feel better about themselves, by making you look lower than them, okay? Disengage, get away from them, block them every which way. You don't need closure from that narcissist. Your closure is the fact that they opened their toxic mouth and showed you who they were. Right then and there shows you what you're dealing with, and you need to back off, okay? You don't need to see it 15 more times to know what it is. It's right there in front of you, and it's going to happen again. That's another thing you got to keep in mind. When you're dealing with somebody that wants to hurt you, understand this. You just saw the tip of the iceberg, okay? You just saw the tip of the iceberg. And I did a post on this about liars. When somebody lies to you, you better close the coffin. And what does that mean? That means you better recognize that that's the first lie of many lies that will come down the road. So, you know, now you know that you cannot trust a liar. And with a narcissist, you cannot trust a narcissist, period, dot, end of story. So why would you want to put any value into a relationship with somebody that you can't trust? You can't. So remember this, narcissists, you know, getting back on topic, narcissists try to hurt you because secretly they're competitive, jealous, they want the control of affecting your emotions, and they need to always be on top, all right? When you're in a relationship with a narcissist, it's not you and the narcissist, your partners. No, they always want a little bit more control. And if that means putting you down in one way or another, they're going to do that. In other words, let's say you're living with that narcissist or you're married to that narcissist. And let's say your house is clean or something like that. You may be dealing with a narcissist that tells you you put the cereal boxes in the wrong order in the cabinet. Why? Because they got to have that upper hand and tell you you did something wrong. And why? So they can feel better. They know better than you. And in their minds, that makes them feel like they're a better person. So they'll hurt you, not because it's like, oh, I want to hurt you necessarily to hurt you. It's to hurt you so that they know that they have control and they could feel better about themselves, that they are a better person, they are a smarter person, they know better and everything like that. It's for the ego, you guys. It's for the ego, to boost that ego up. And that's really what it breaks down to. But the bottom line is this. When you bring somebody into your life, they've got to add to your life, not take away from your life. And a narcissist is only going to criticize, judge you, devalue you. And, you know, you're going to start feeling low about yourself. You're going to question yourself. You're going to question your judgment. Did I make the right decision? Because you have this toxic narcissist telling you you're doing something wrong or you're wrong or something like that. And what are they doing? They're breaking down your self-esteem. Get away from these people, okay? Recognize what you're dealing with and back off from it. And if you got to deal with them, gray rock them and keep the contact minimal, okay? Don't get your emotions all wrapped up when you're dealing with a narcissist. Don't give them 1 ounce of satisfaction. If you have to answer them, You answer the question with no emotions, nothing. This is how I tell people when they're dealing with kids, all right? A lot of people got to deal with an ex and all of that. That's narcissistic. You deal only with the specific issues that deal with the child. You don't call names, nothing like that. If they disrespect you and start calling you names, you totally disengage from them, okay? And you document it if you ever have to go to court, that you could show that judge that this person is not working with you for the kids, okay? So this is how you handle it, you guys, all right? And understand, it's not you. It's not you. It's that you're dealing with a toxic narcissist that has a fragile ego that's got to hurt people in order to make themselves feel better. Best thing to do is disengage and get away from them. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. I would appreciate it. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.